FreeTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231, that's the number for you to get interactive with us, and you can literally talk about anything, personal, political, pop culture even, we'll literally allow you to hijack the airwaves on this show.
Anything goes.
That's why we call it Free Talk Live, and tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
Jason filling in for the Manwich, who is not with us for the next few days, and so it's going to be a little bit like old times.
Oh yeah, we haven't. I think the last time you and I did a show by ourselves was maybe a year and a half ago.
Probably about a year ago, I would think.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Back before we were in the syndicated days, which we are now. Jason used to be the co-host on the show for a number of months.
That's right.
And so it's good to have you here. Of course, we always have you here every Wednesday night. Normally it's Jason Wednesdays, where it's me, Manwich, and Jason in the studio, but tonight. Again, it is just you and I, so if you want to get interactive with us, the number again, 1-800-259-9231. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, as always, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 Eastern, and we also have our live Saturday show that we do from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time as well. Don't forget you can log on and get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We have got this last 6 days' worth of the show fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in, there's no membership fee. You just go and take what you need. Please, take it. Give it to your friends. I don't want you to really sell the archives. Not that you can really get any money from them anyway. But you have our permission to distribute them as wide and as far as possible.
Yes. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. Again, that's 888-532-4604 or you can log on at freestateproject.org.
Excellent. So, once again, absolutely anything goes. You take control if you want to. Otherwise, we have to bring stuff up.
Yep.
And why don't we start with you, Jason? What do you have tonight?
I've got craziness in Virginia.
Really? What's going on?
Well, yesterday was the news that they had passed the, they had banned gay marriage in Virginia. Today?
I didn't hear that news, actually.
Yep. That was, yesterday,
so
2 days ago?
Yet another state.
Another state.
Jumped on the bandwagon.
Yep. More craziness out of Virginia.
This is even crazier.
Yeah. Well, Virginians who wear their pants so low their underwear shows might want to think about investing in a stronger belt.
Okay.
State's House of Delegates passed a bill Tuesday authorizing a $50 fine for anyone who displays his or her underpants in a lewd or indecent manner.
$50.
$50. $50 a pop.
Now,
for kids who wear their jeans low.
Yeah, they have a picture with this article of some kid with his jeans hanging a good 4 to 5 inches below his waistline, and of course the boxer shorts are showing.
Yep.
And if you've been paying any attention whatsoever to the manner of dress of teenagers in the past, what, this style's been around for, what, about 5-7 years now, something like that, since the mid to late 90s,
yeah.
I would say, then you know that this has definitely been around. I remember in a really bad movie called High School High or something like that.
Starring John Lovitz.
John Lovitz. Was that what it was called, High School High?
Yep.
There was one scene where the kids were... Their pants were so low, they were trying to walk up some steps, and they were just tripping over their own jeans, and
yeah.
They were making fun of it. And so it's definitely something that's been around for a while. Someone, I guess, is offended by this? Is that the point?
I guess. This is the fellow who's combating this, Lionel Spruill Sr. He's a Democrat who opposes the bill, and he's pleaded with his colleagues to remember their own youthful fashion.
What does the individual who's supporting the bill have to say? Do they have any questions?
No, he hasn't said anything.
Oh, okay.
He just threw the bill out there and declined to speak on the floor, I suppose.
And this is Tennessee, you said, or Virginia?
This is Virginia.
Virginia.
Crazy, crazy ass Virginia.
I don't particularly find the style very appealing. I think it's...
No, nor do I. It's
just stupid.
Yeah.
But again, and that's what the point this Democratic senator's making here is, kids... They wear stupid stuff. They do stupid things. They're kids. You know, what do you expect? And if an adult... I mean, how many adults over the age of 21 do you see with this style of dress?
Not too many.
Yeah, not too many. I don't even know where I would go to look for one.
Yeah. Maybe clubs.
Maybe maybe a club or something like that. But I'd never heard of anyone being offended by it.
Nor have I. It's totally crazy to fine people for wearing their pants low.
It just seems like somebody in the state of Virginia, feels like this is such a epidemic that they could cash in on it. I mean, that's really all this is about. $50? You're gonna fine some 14-year-old $50 for having his pants running hanging too low? Let's go to Nick in CN. I guess that's Canada. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Jason.
That'd be CT, Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I was actually going to bring that topic up about that. I had the article in front of me before the show. I was going to bring it up, but I figured you guys would bring it up. Some of the words they use in here are actually ridiculous. Like, lewd, indecent for wearing your pants low. Like, I mean, what happened to freedom? You can't wear your pants low anymore?
You must have missed it. Freedom was outlawed a few years back.
I mean, it says it's disrespectful.
How is it disrespectful?
What's disrespectful is telling people how they ought to wear their clothes.
Thank you.
I was going to say that. I mean, if you can't respect the citizens, how do you expect them to respect you? It's just, and it says, this actually one guy spoke out. You have the article in front of you. You know, he says, you know, let kids express themselves. Anybody should express themselves. I mean, government shouldn't have a chokehold on anyone. So I just don't think it's really ridiculous.
Well, they shouldn't, but as time goes on, the talons... they dig deeper and deeper.
Yep, and so many people. That's one of my biggest beefs about this country. In school, I'm only 17. I'm in high school.
Now, like, do you dress this way, Nick? Do you dress this way?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's just more comfortable. I'm not very overly, you know, into it. But I think it's more comfortable to have, you know, a little bit loose clothes. And if a cop's gonna come up to me and stop me for that, I don't know what I would do.
Well, you'd probably have to pay the fine.
I guess risk
jail time if you don't pay it, right?
I don't know if I'd pay the fine.
Hey, Nick, what are you in for? I was wearing my pants too low. What are we turning into here, Nick? I mean, what kind of a country do you think this is becoming?
I agree with the communism completely, and I'm actually starting...
You agree that we're becoming a communist nation, not that you agree with communism.
No, I agree that we're definitely becoming a communist nation. And,
that's good. Well, it's nice to know that you know, 17-year-old is paying attention to politics.
Absolutely.
My other friend on there is Grand on the BBS, and he also listens in.
Yes.
Just, I don't know. And one of the things I want to bring up is actually one of the few things I actually disagree with you guys with.
Oh, yes. We like disagreements. Okay.
Yeah. Hour one yesterday, I actually wasn't able to listen to it. My dad was actually doing his taxes. But I tried to show him that 861.info thing that you were...
Who are you showing
about.
It? Your dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, I don't know, it would be cool if somebody would not pay the taxes. It's a big risk, but I was showing him that 861 thing, and that was... I watched that whole thing, and that thing was very, very cool.
It's interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
You're talking about this website that has a flash presentation about the allegation that you're not required to pay income tax,
right?
As an American doing business with other Americans, that's what this website has.
And a lot of people do argue that a lot of stuff on the site, you know, people put links up. I think Awakened people put something about like NASA and UFOs or something, or about how NASA didn't land on the moon. Some people say that stuff's not legitimate, but that thing was so well done and seemed very legitimate to me.
Wait, okay, you've just totally changed the subject here, Nick. Wait,
I was just saying as a whole, like, a lot of people, especially my friends, that I've tried to get, you know, get to listen to your program, because you push that a lot, and that's great. I've tried to get to listen to it, and a lot of people say, you know, oh, well, how is this legitimate and stuff, but...
What legitimate? We don't talk about the UFO thing on this show. This is
Jeff
Frantz.
The people that listen to it on the BBS that post stuff. And the thing that you posted, the 861, I thought that was great. Like, it's very, very...
Well, the BBS is completely separate from On the Air. I mean, there's all kinds of topics on the BBS that we don't really touch on here on the show because nobody calls in with them. Nick, thanks for listening, man. We'll talk to you again, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. Too confusing.
Yeah.
I was a little confused there towards the end. Anyway, maybe he'll get his thoughts together and call us some other night. This is your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD. 419-WORD.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you bring up anything if you want to. You can literally hijack the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. We have got a few hundred people, actually, that are signed up for the updates list, which is cool. Whenever there's something new in regards to the show, some sort of news that we need to announce, it'll go out via the updates list, first and foremost. I mean, you'll be the first person to know about
first
it.
First to know.
Yeah, and it comes straight to your email box. And, of course, just like everything else at freetalklive.com, it's absolutely free.
As it should be.
Actually, I sent out an update today, Jason.
Did you?
We were in USA Today.
Yeah.
And I had no idea.
Just, it was in that podcast article.
As a matter of fact, yeah, apparently yesterday in the Life section. Now, I actually haven't had the paper in front of me. I've heard there was either a major headline for the article on the front page,
mm-hmm.
or the article actually started on the front page, one or the other. And so it's, regardless of wherever it showed up, the point is, Free Talk Live showed up in USA Today, which is just awesome.
That is awesome.
I am just so pleased with that. And it's unfortunate. The only downside is what they did was they printed us as part of the top 10 podcasts in the world. We're number 7 right now. And the only reason why we're not number 1 is because the other ones who are above us have a good 4 or 5 month head start on us. And we've only been podcasting for about a month's time now, and we're already number 7 in the world.
Oh, we're getting there.
Yeah, and actually, if they had reset, what happened is when we joined in the podcasting game, the number 1 podcast had about 800-something votes. And they're still getting votes. They're still at the top of the list. But we have to catch up from 0 to 800. So as we're trying to catch up, they're still getting votes, and it makes it really difficult for us to get there. We will eventually get to number 1 because our listeners are extremely dedicated,
yes,
and we really appreciate all that. But they're going to change the system on this website, this podcastalley.com,
mm-hmm,
to where it's a average on a month as to who gets the top ratings in a month's time. So basically it would reset the table. I mean, it would reset everyone to 0 at the start of a month, and then everybody has to start getting votes at that point. So it evens the playing field,
right,
if you will. And that's when Free Talk Live is really going to shine, because then we're going to really push and get some votes out there. And,
oh, yeah.
Because if we were number 1, the article that was in USA Today would have been about us.
Oh.
Yeah. The number 1 show, a couple of people in the Midwest living in a farmhouse talking into some microphones attached to their computer, they got the feature of the article. They got a photograph, they got a bunch of... I mean, the article was about their show, basically, and it just happened to have the top 10 there as well. So, all in good time.
Oh, yeah.
All in good time.
Oh, yeah.
So, we were talking about this crazy new law in Virginia that basically says kids who... I guess anybody. It's targeted at kids. Because most kids are people that do this. They have the pants that hang low that they don't even bother putting a belt on or whatever, and it just they wear a pant size that are 2 sizes too large, and so they just kind of go down their hips all day, and they end up being like 4 or 5 inches below their hip line.
Thus showing their undergarments.
Right, thus showing typically boxers is usually how it's worn. And apparently some prude in the legislator in Virginia is offended by this. He called it, as one of our callers put it, lewd.
Yep.
He used the word lewd to describe this. Well, let's look up lewd in the dictionary. Lewd means preoccupied with sex and sexual desire, lustful, obscene, indecent, and wicked. Now, what does this have to do with sex exactly? I mean, do you think women find that sexy?
I don't know. If they do, that would explain why I don't get many women.
Maybe. Is it obscene? Is it indecent? I just think it's stupid. It's just asinine. And if they want to wear their clothes that way, let them. They'll figure it out eventually that you can't get a job if you come to a job interview with your pants hanging off your hips. I mean, I don't know how to describe it. If with your pants barely on, I don't know what the best words to term this
is. It's impractical to wear your clothes in such a manner, but it's their choice.
Well, our caller earlier described, he said that he sort of wears his clothes that way. He described it as he enjoys wearing his clothes loose. Now, I tell you what, I have a pair of shorts that I wear from time to time here, and now and then I'll forget to put a belt on, and I'll regret it. I'll regret it later on, because when you're walking around and they're not on your hips where they're supposed to be, it actually seems to inhibit my ability to move around a little bit. It just makes things more uncomfortable for
me.
So I don't really understand the point of it. I think kids just do it because some rapper did it probably 10 years ago, and it caught on.
That's probably what it was. It was some fella who got his face on MTV for a couple minutes, mm-hmm, and
Flava Flav or somebody like that, right?
Yeah, boy.
I don't know. So I don't know. It doesn't say that this law has been passed. It's just been proposed. But knowing the way that these people act, when I say these people, I'm talking about the legislators.
Yes.
Knowing their technique, they probably will go ahead and pass this law, and then you're going to have cops. Not only are the cops going to be busy trying to bust people for smoking pot, which they shouldn't be doing, mm-hmm, and bust people for prostitution and all sorts of other wastes of their time, and then they're going to be wasting time writing tickets to kids for having their pants riding too low. Seriously? Is this what we're seriously doing with our police powers these days?
apparently, you know, there aren't enough real criminals out there. So you gotta start picking on people. Pick on the pot smokers.
Right. We're creating criminals, basically.
Exactly.
A $50 fine for that. It's insanity. If you've got a comment, 800-259-9231. And actually, we were talking about it during the break. When do you think the last time was that a law like this was passed? What, the 20s?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah, I don't know, because back then you had the, you know, the different regulations that said women can't have their dresses higher up than their ankles and that sort of thing. But it seems like we've kind of gotten past all of that at this point.
Guess not.
800-259-9231. Let the kids just get past it on their own. They will. Trust me. If you make it, if you outlaw it, it'll probably make it more popular.
Well, that's certainly what happens with the rest, with most of the laws they passed.
Our board operator is saying thong rules, and he's right about that. It kind of slipped my mind. Yeah, here in Florida, we've definitely had some anti-thong legislation passed. It all goes back to this kind of puritanical bend that this country has. What is it that is so wrong with nudity anyway? Not that this is nudity. I mean, this is just someone showing off their boxers. What's wrong with abolishing all laws against indecent exposure?
I find nothing wrong with it. It's just these curmudgeonly old codgers sitting in the respective legislative bodies and they just don't agree with it. It's lewd. It's disgusting.
If somebody was to walk down the street naked, wouldn't bother me one iota.
No. Wouldn't bother me either.
And would you really want to put someone like that in prison?
Certainly not.
I mean, he might be a little bit mentally disturbed, although I think the only thing that should happen to him should be maybe a little social ostracism. I mean, if you're in a neighborhood where that's something that you think families shouldn't be around, then ostracize the guy. Don't let him come into your businesses. Don't talk to him anymore. And let him know that what he did was wrong by your mind. But what good is it going to do to put him in jail? What good is it going to do to fine him and to make him more impoverished? I mean, if you take his money away, there's no chance he's going to buy clothes. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Oh, we're talking about cops that don't have anything better to do? Apparently, they've decided to raid a 2-year-old's birthday party. We'll tell you about that coming up. 1-800-259-9231, unless you want to take control of the show, which you can do. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy-turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Literally bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
Jason sitting in for Manwich, will be absent until at least Monday, if not Tuesday. And we again want to welcome all of the USA Today readers possibly listening to the show tonight. Thank you for tuning in and continue to tune in. And don't forget you can log on at freetalklive.com and get interactive with us. And, of course, if you're listening, because you read USA Today, you're probably listening online to the live stream at freetalklive.com because we're kind of new to the whole syndication game. We don't have a whole bunch of affiliates.
We're not in too many cities. Not too many terrestrial stations yet.
Yet. All coming soon. And you can help us with that if you call your local affiliates, or rather your local talk stations. Let them know you want to hear Free Talk Live 6 nights a week. We're on Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 Eastern Time, and we also have a live Saturday show from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. But this is a show about your calls, so when you call in, we go to your calls. And let's go to Johnson in Sarasota. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just got a quick comment on the whole pants low thing.
Yes, sir.
What was the name? What did you guys say the name of the person who instated that law was or suggested that law?
That would be Algie T. Howell.
Algie?
Algie, A-L-G-I-E.
Huh,
maybe he's related to Thurston Howell III.
Maybe.
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not.
Being that Thurston Howell was a fictional character.
Oh, okay.
Right, exactly.
Well, why is that important, Johnson?
The reason why I was asking that is if I were one of those kids, I think what I would do is on the back of the boxers, you know, when you have your pants real low and your boxers are showing, I would write, Algie can kiss my ass. Right?
Oh,
and
yeah,
that way,
got it.
And that way, if the cop, you know, if a cop finds you for that, or you get taken to court for that, you can say it's a First Amendment right. You know, it's your free speech at that point.
Well, it's I think this might actually be a First Amendment issue. I mean, how is it that they can tell you in what position you can wear your pants?
Right.
I mean, it certainly doesn't violate indecent exposure rules.
Absolutely not.
Which I'm against anyway.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Do you think we should abolish indecent exposure laws, Johnson?
You know, I want to say yes, but at the same time, have you ever seen, you know, anything in regards to a nudist camp and the type of people who tend to participate in those things?
I've never been to one.
I've never been to one, but I've seen, like, videos and people talking about them, and I've seen, you know, people who are clothed who talk about living in a nudist camp, and I don't want to see those people naked. Even the thought of them being naked is just kind of disturbing.
Well, do you really think, though, that if we got rid of those laws that all of a sudden you'd see naked people walking down the street?
I think that there would be some pretty unsavory and unpleasant people that would choose to disrobe. I mean, have you been to a Florida beach lately? Oh, you don't get out too much.
No, but I certainly don't get out to the beaches.
You know, you haven't been around and seen the fatties that just wander around with their shirts off, and it's just like, okay.
You mean the fat men?
Fat men and just women wearing, like, two-piece bikinis that are tiny, and then they are just huge, fat, amorphous blob.
Well, I mean, it's their body. Why can't they let it be free? I don't understand. I mean, if you don't like to look at it, go somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, it's, in some cases, disgusting. In most, very amusing. But
don't you think you'd get over it?
Like I said, I'd love to agree, but at the same time, you know, there's just part of me that just screams out, you know, and says, no,
Please,
no,
please,
no, please, no.
Please, government, protect me from the fatties.
I guess that's my FCC. Is, you know, I just don't want to see the fatties.
You want to protect the children from the fatties. All right, Johnson. Anything else?
That's it.
Very good, sir. Hey, we'll see you here tomorrow night. You're coming in for a special night
yes,
on
sir.
Here on Friday night. All right?
Absolutely.
Thanks, dude. See ya. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. So we're talking about the cops. Obviously, they'll be wasting their time in Virginia enforcing this new stupid, stupid law if it passes about the pants and how low they can be worn. Well,
no, it has been passed.
It has been passed?
Yeah, the House passed it.
Oh, the House passed it, and likely the Senate will probably pass it as well, and then the governor will sign it into law, so not good. Well, here's what's going on in Little Rock, Arkansas. Police on a drug raid burst into a home during a toddler's birthday party, startling children who were getting ready to eat cake when the gun-toting officers crashed the party. Amid wails from children and a few parents, and a phone ringing incessantly with prospective drug buyers, officers arrested a pregnant woman and accused her of selling marijuana from the house. Shannon Hills, Police Chief Richard Friend, that's a nice name for a police chief, who led the raid, found parents about to light candles on a cake adorned with green and white cartoon characters and a big 2 on top. The kids were up in high chairs eating pizza, and the cake was just about to be lit and cut. When we kicked the party off a little early, Friend said, is he being silly there? We kicked the party off a little early? We got them something that they wished they could return. What a smart ass. What an asshole.
Well, at least this is giving all the toddlers at the party an accurate portrayal of what the police are really like at such a young age.
Well, it's
now
too
they'll
bad.
Know.
It's too bad. I don't recall very much from being 2, do you?
Not too much.
Yeah. Not really much at all. Well, anyway, so the police first thing I saw, this is the cop again, first thing I saw was a birthday table and cake, so I yelled for everyone to put away their guns. Now, that's a little unusual.
Yeah.
I'll give the guy credit for that much.
Yes.
I mean, at least they put their guns down at that point. But he goes on to say here that he had no idea that this was going on. Police did not know a birthday party was going on when they decided to make the bust. Maybe the balloons tied to the mailbox didn't give it away. You know, the 15 cars parked out front of the house. There must have been some sort of telltale sign that even the most unobservant moron could have picked up that there was a child's birthday party going on.
Maybe it was a festive drug buy.
Yeah, that's a ticket. Well, Elizabeth Leah Sauls, age 21, was hosting her niece's second birthday party at the time of Friday evening's raid. She was allegedly smoking marijuana in a bedroom and continued to sell pot out of the house even as the police moved in. Friend said she received... Wait a minute. Friend... Huh? Friend said she received 35 calls requesting the drug in the short time the police were there. So the phone ringing off the hook... For
wow.
some marijuana sales at this place. The officer said, we barely had time to conduct interviews because the phone kept ringing with people wanting to buy narcotics.
You know, it was probably the same 2 guys. Where is she, man? I really want some.
Yeah, I could be right. Sauls was arrested on drug charges, was released without bond because the jail was full.
Huh, imagine that.
What do you think the jail was full of, Jason?
I would wager marijuana
murderers?
Smokers.
What? Murderers? Killers? Assaults?
No.
Batteries?
You mean real criminals?
No.
No.
No. No chance.
Certainly not.
Jails are typically... we don't have the statistics in front of us right now, but the statistics are astounding as to how many people are in even federal prison. I mean, not just the local county jail, but how many people are in federal prison for nonviolent drug offenses?
It's astounding. I mean, last year, 2 years ago, I think the figure was 700,000. In excess of 700,000 people arrested?
Those are people who are arrested, and only a percentage of those actually ends up going to jail. Because,
right.
You know, most of them are for just simple possession. They plea out, and then they have to go to probation and all that. So, it's a horrible number. I'm not trying to diminish that number. I'm just telling you that it's not the number that's in jail.
Right, right.
Although, there's so many of them that are in jail. I think the last number I saw was over 60% of federal prisoners are there for nonviolent drug offenses. That's costing us about $46,000-$50,000 per year per prisoner that we have to pay.
That's appalling.
It is. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dads, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of strength, lack of stamina, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the spouse, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave Patch. It's safe, non-invasive, and currently is being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little league alike. The LifeWave Patch has even been shown to help with jet lag and related issues. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Go to www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, that's www.lifewavepromotions.com.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
We'll talk to you about whatever. Don't forget you can log on and get interactive with us on the freetalklive.com bulletin board system. There are thousands of posts there, literally over 3,000 posts, and hundreds of users, everybody interacting about intellectual conversation to flame wars. I mean, we've got it all at freetalklive.com, so be sure you check that out. And it's brand new software, just freshly installed a few days ago, so there's some new cool features there that you definitely should check out. Talking about something, a story out of Little Rock, Arkansas, police busting into a little kid's birthday party and arresting the aunt. 21-year-old Aunt Elizabeth Leah Sauls allegedly was selling marijuana from out of this house, and she at the same time was hosting a birthday party for a two-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to give the cops a little bit of credit, once they realized that they were in the midst of a birthday party, they did put their weapons away, which is a little unusual. Normally, they end up pointing weapons at kids during raids and things like that in order to get the parents to respond and do the things that they want them to.
Which happened at the South Carolina high school a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was pointing them at high school kids. And
yeah.
It's not unheard of for them to point them at younger children as well. So I'll give the police some credit for that move. But they still don't deserve any credit for enforcing bad laws. And that's what's going on here. This was a birthday party. the woman maybe was selling some marijuana. They claim that they got 35 calls requesting the drug while the police were in the house. As you made the point, Jason, that could have been the same two guys calling 15 times apiece looking for product. And it's just insane. Now this woman's going to possibly be in jail. She's possibly going to be in the probation system. We're paying for all of this, and I don't know if she has any kids on her own, but if she does, that's certainly not going to help her kids out, having mom be in jail. What's going to happen to the kids there? Are they going to go into the system? Is the state going to pick them up and take care of those kids?
Oh, because those kids always turn out great.
Yeah, the ones that are under state custody?
Right.
So it's just a tragic situation. Luckily, no one was shot, because that's the worst, when these stories happen, where the police, sometimes they just raid the wrong house entirely and end up shooting somebody who's in there because they were going for their wallet to get their ID and they thought they were going for their gun. These are just some of the things that happen as a result of this asinine war on drugs that we have in this country. We need to put an end to it.
You turn innocent, peaceable peoples into criminals, fill up the court system, fill up the prisons with people who really shouldn't be there.
Do you think this Elizabeth Leah Sauls, the one who is allegedly selling the marijuana, do you think she's selling marijuana to make society worse? Do you think she's selling it to ruin the children, to hurt people?
Corrupt society.
Yeah, is that why? Are those her reasons?
Probably not.
No,
probably not.
She's probably selling the marijuana because she's 21. She's got her own house or her own apartment or wherever this was that it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And she probably has a regular job, I would guess. Not all marijuana dealers have regular jobs, but most of them do. Most people who sell marijuana, they are just users trying to pay for their habit. Because of the war on drugs, drug prices skyrocket, something to the tune of 1,700%, the last number that I saw. I mean, this stuff would be so cheap if there was no drug war. You could go down to your local Kmart, your local convenience store, and buy a big old bag of marijuana off the shelf for $2.
Ugh.
But instead, now you're paying $60, $100, $200, I mean, depending on what you're looking for. So these people that are having to pay these outrageous prices, these marijuana smokers, they got to make that money back somehow. So a lot of them will buy a little bit extra, and they know maybe one or two, three other people that they can turn it over to, make a little bit of their money back, help them to pay for their marijuana.
And then you puff the profits.
Well, exactly. And that's the way most people are. Some people take it further. And she sounds like, I mean, if she's getting 35 calls, assuming maybe there's 7 or 8 different people there, she's probably got a decent income stream coming from it.
Right.
But is it hurting anyone?
Certainly not.
No, it's people who voluntarily are separating themselves from their money in order to buy a product. That's all she's doing. She's filling a demand. There are people in this country who want to smoke marijuana, just like there are people in this country who want to snort cocaine. There are people in this country that want to inhale gasoline vapors. Not very many want to do that.
They don't last very long.
Yeah,
if they do.
They don't stay around. But the people who smoke marijuana last forever. I mean, there's never been one single death attributed to marijuana smoking.
Not a one.
There have been some accidents on the road where they found that somebody had marijuana in their system, but that doesn't mean that they were high at the time.
Just to say you had marijuana in your system means you could have smoked pot a month ago and still have it be in your system.
Exactly. So the few times, the very, very few times that you'll see marijuana associated with a death in the news, it's never directly the cause of the death. And so people who smoke marijuana usually end up quitting on their own.
Yes.
They usually start when they're in their teens, and then they stop when they're in their mid-20s or early 20s. Some of them do it for life.
Yeah.
I've known people who fought in the Vietnam War, 50, 60-something years old now, and they're still smoking pot.
Yeah, I've met plenty of older folks.
They're not necessarily brain damaged or anything like that.
Absolutely not.
They just like to smoke marijuana. So these are the people that are out there demanding this product. And this poor girl, she just decided she'd fill that demand, and now she's going to be paying some jail time for it. And these kids are traumatized as well. 800-259-9231. We were emailed an update on the Virginia pants story. We'll clue you in on that when we return. Unless you want to interrupt the show, it is Free Talk Live.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a total free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. If you want to take control, which you can do anytime at 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And don't forget, you can log on, get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We have got the Shrine of Female Listeners, and dozens of women have sent in their pictures to be part of the Shrine. They want us to show them off as listeners of this show, and we're more than happy to do so. We're very proud of our female listeners to the show, and you can see them for yourself at freetalklive.com.
Absolutely.
So, we've been talking about, well, we started the hour talking about this new law that was proposed in the state of Virginia that was going to regulate the height or the way that kids wear their pants.
Too low, $50 fine.
Yeah, if they're below your hips beyond a certain mark, and it wasn't, I guess, specified what that was in the article that we read, maybe 2 inches, maybe 4 inches, who knows. These kids, they hang their pants real low, they show off their boxer shorts, it's supposedly really cool when you're a kid. In reality, it's really lame, and as kids grow older, they will discover that on their own. But apparently some asshole in the Virginia legislature decided that he was going to take it upon himself to pass a law against this behavior.
Because it's just a lewd practice.
Oh, yeah.
Wearing your pants so low.
It's deviant and sexual. Well, apparently, thank goodness, the Virginia Senate didn't feel the same way. They have dropped their droopy pants bill. Actually, they dropped it today after the whole thing apparently became too embarrassing for them. Luckily, somebody in the news got wind of this and brought it up. Otherwise, they probably would have passed it. The bill, which would have slapped a $50 fine on people who wear their pants so low their underwear is visible in a lewd or indecent manner. So, if your underwear is visible a little bit, would that mean it's not lewd or indecent? How much underwear must be shown before it qualifies as lewd?
Perhaps the entire band of the underwear if you're a male?
It's bizarre. It passed the State House Tuesday, killed by a Senate committee 2 days later in a unanimous vote. Republican Senator somebody said the news reports implied that lawmakers were preoccupied with droopy pants. Well, they didn't have to imply it. Some lawmaker came up with this idea, so yeah. Obviously he had something on his mind.
I would feel so terrible about voting for a fella who gets into the state legislature and then makes his issue droopy pants.
Yeah, that's his legacy, right? This is what I want to be remembered for.
Yeah, way to go, everybody who voted for what was his name? Al G.T. Howell. Way to go, folks.
Well, this particular guy said, I find that an indignation which dampens my humor. He called the bill a distraction. The committee hearing drew standing room only crowd that included about 75 government students from Surry County High School. And a 17-year-old said, if people in Florida can wear bikinis, a little underwear showing isn't going to hurt anybody. From the mouths of babes, huh? The bill's sponsor, Democratic Senator Al G.T. Howell, declined to answer reporters' questions Thursday. Maybe he was a little embarrassed. Yeah. But issued a statement anyway, saying that the bill was, quote, in direct response to a number of my constituents who found this to be a very important issue. He said that the constituents included customers at his barbershop who were offended by the exposed underwear. Well, Mr. Howell...
So he just admitted that he doesn't really think for himself. He just lets his constituents
take care
of that.
Well, it's one thing to be a representative and represent the people that you are, well, that's your job to do. It's another thing to violate other people's rights.
Exactly.
And that's what this is. Just because someone finds something offensive doesn't mean you can make it illegal. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You take control at 800-259-9231.
If you're tired of...